And we just have a couple of verses now to read together. So Acts chapter 28 and verse 30 and 31. Paul is in Rome, and we're told that he dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ, with all confidence, no man forbidding him. I purposefully left ourselves with these 2 closing verses from the book of Acts so that we could take the opportunity to tie together the whole story in a very short summary. And that's what I mean to do today. And what a story it is. If you have been following with us over the weeks and months since we began our little studies in the book of Acts, you'll know something of this story. From the early days of the apostles in Jerusalem and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, we've charted and we've mapped, literally using some maps as well from time to time, just over 30 years of apostolic labours. We've met some fine men and women on our journey through these chapters. People like Stephen, a particular favourite of mine, and Barnabas, Dorcas and Lydia, Silas and Apollos and Timothy, Aquila and Priscilla, men and women upon whom God the Holy Spirit was pleased to bless with salvation and with a sense of purpose in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in those earliest days of the church. And we've also met troublers of the church, like Ananias and Sapphira, and like Simon Magus, whose deceitfulness and whose presumptuousness were lessons to us all of how God's judgment can fall upon the wicked. But mostly, you will agree perhaps with me, that Luke, the writer of the Acts of the Apostles, has followed the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. From his early days as Saul of Tarsus, when we first met him, persecuting the church, to his conversion and his commission as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then his extensive ministry. We have followed him as he went to Antioch with Barnabas in order to help the embryonic church there. And when that church grew and was thriving, how that he left there with Barnabas and went on 3 successive missionary journeys with different people at different times going to different places. And we saw his successes and his disappointments along the way. And we've seen how he was imprisoned, how the Jews kept on attacking him, and how he was kept for years after these missionary journeys were completed before being transported to Rome for trial and all the excitement of the shipwreck that he encountered on the way. We have seen how the gospel was welcomed by some and rejected by others. How the Lord opened the hearts of some and passed by others, leaving them in their sin. We've seen how grace changed people's lives and set them free from false religion and superstition. We've seen Jews converted and Gentiles converted. And we've seen the way in which the gospel makes all men and women equal before God, how it renders all to be sinners and shows the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way of salvation. And now we have come to the end of our story. Except it's not the end, is it? It's merely the end of the beginning. Because from these early days of the Acts of the Apostles, these 30 years following the death and resurrection and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that the gospel spread out. When the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples, the apostles, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, these men were faithful to their calling. And that spread all around the world of the gospel of Christ still continues to this day. It's why you and I are here today worshiping God together. The preaching and the ministry of the apostles of Jesus Christ is still loved and valued and honored all these centuries later. Let me just point out two interesting things from these final verses that I want to leave with you, and then a little postscript as we bring these studies in Acts to their end. The first point I want you to notice is that we're told here that Paul spent 2 years in Rome awaiting his trial. Now, he had already spent quite a lot of time in prison in different places. He had been in prison in Caesarea. He had been there for several years before being transported to Rome. And then he spent another 2 years in Rome waiting trial, having appealed to Caesar. But during that time, these verses tell us that Paul received all that came in unto him. You see, Paul was now in chains. He literally, it seems, was chained to a Roman guard. So while he was in his own house, he was under house arrest. So he could not leave. But people came to him. Paul could no longer go out, so the Lord brought people to him. Jews and Gentiles, nobles and slaves, the educated people of Rome, the common people of Rome, rich and poor. For the gospel is for all who will hear. And that's the point that I simply want to leave with you. Here we see the Apostle Paul receiving all who came in unto him. And that gives us a lovely little glimpse of the way in which the gospel is to be set before all men and women, no matter what kind of people they are, no matter what their station or status in life, no matter their needs or their well-being. We preach the gospel to all men and women. And the Lord brings those whom he will to that place of believing. Some believed and some did not, but the message goes out to everyone. The second point I want to leave with you is this, that on all the years, over all the years of Paul's ministry, his message did not change. When Paul was first converted, way back in Acts chapter 9, we read about the conversion of the Apostle Paul, or Saul of Tarsus as he was then. We read about that conversion on numerous occasions through the Acts of the Apostles. But in chapter 9, verse 20, we're told this, "And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God." And now look at our verse again today. Here is Paul once again. And what are we told? That he received all that came unto him. And what did he do when these people came to him? he preached the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence. You see, his message did not change. From first to last, the Apostle Paul was faithful to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that, again, is something for us to note and remember. The gospel is for all men and women. It is to be preached and declared to all who will listen. And we are to be faithful to that gospel that we preach. Faithful to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful to the gospel of sovereign grace. And that is a fine epitaph for any preacher. We can say of Paul, faithful to the end. And may all true gospel preachers desire no more and no less than to be found faithful to their calling and the message of salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a little postscript that I want just to leave with you as we wrap up our studies. The Apostle Paul was here in Rome for 2 years awaiting trial, and he put his time in captivity to good use. And he received people who came and preached to them, but he also used his time to write letters to his friends and to many of the churches that he had previously visited. It seems indeed that the epistles to Philemon and the Philippians, Colossians and Ephesians were written at this time, and perhaps too the epistles to the Hebrews, Titus and Timothy. So the Apostle Paul was very busy. He used his time here in Rome wisely. Now it is thought that the Apostle Paul was killed in Rome. We're not told that at the end of Luke's letter. Luke brings his letter to a conclusion before we know the outcome of this trial and these 2 years that Paul was in house arrest awaiting trial at Caesar's court. But it is thought that the great apostle, the Apostle Paul, was killed in Rome. What is not clear as well is if it was at this time that he was killed. Because some people think that he did go to court and that he was acquitted and released, and he spent several more years in missionary work, perhaps visiting some of those places that he had previously said he wanted to go to. Perhaps in Italy, perhaps in France, perhaps in Spain, before returning once again to Rome and then being martyred after that period of ministry. We don't know. The people who say that that might be the case endeavour to draw one or two little facts and insights and indications from the later epistles of the apostle to some of these churches that I've just mentioned. But either way, whether this was the occasion of Paul's death or if he did have a fourth missionary journey before being martyred, we know that Paul today is in heaven with his Saviour. He is with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom he once persecuted, he now praises. And I hope that with me, you can look forward to meeting the Apostle Paul and his Lord someday in heaven and being able to join him there and share together in the worship of our precious Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.